Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Das Goswami. Srila Prabhupada always accepted food cooked by his sister Pishima, even though he knew that the oil and spices she used made him sick. Because she was very devoted to Srila Prabhupada, he ate her cooked offerings of food as if it were ordained by Krishna. But sometimes he would confide to others that he shouldn't eat what Pishima cooked. One time in Mayapur, when Prabhupada told his disciple Palika that he did not want to eat Pishima's cooking, Palika tried to satisfy Prabhupada by bringing him what he wanted. When Palika brought in Prabhupada's lunch and he saw that it was made up exclusively of offerings by Pishima, he became angry. "Why haven't you brought me what I want?" "Pishima was there," said Palika. "What could I do? She hid the dal." "All right," said Prabhupada. "Try tomorrow. I'll tell you what I want and you cook it." But the next day it was the same thing. Pishima was using chilies and spices and Prabhupada was actually beginning to get sick from them. Palika tried hiding the chilies and Pishima had hid Palika's vegetables. Soon there was no communication at all between the two women. Prabhupada's Bengali disciples Bhakti Charu and Nithai Chand were brought in to make peace between Pishima and Palika. But Pishima wouldn't discuss a thing. She said that whatever she cooked was what Prabhupada wanted. She had been cooking for him for 70 years and she knew what he wanted. There was no way in the world she was going to cook anything else. The devotees told Prabhupada what Pishima had said and he replied, "All right, let her cook something, but Palika should also cook some things that I can eat." After that, the two women cooked in separate places. Pishima would make some preparations and put them on the plate, and Palika would also put her preparations on the plate. Then one day, Pishima decided that Palika shouldn't cook at all. So Pishima cooked everything. When Palika tried to enter the kitchen, Pishima raised her spoon and shouted in Bengali until Palika retreated from the door. That day when Palika took the plate up to Prabhupada and he saw that everything had been cooked by Pishima, he said, "What is this? I cannot eat this." Prabhupada then smashed his fist on the desk and repeated, "I cannot eat this. She knows I cannot eat this. I will become sick if I eat this." Prabhupada sat staring at his food for a few moments while Palika stood fearfully in the corner. Then Prabhupada said, "But it is Krishna's mercy, therefore I will eat it." Of course, Prabhupada knew that all he had to do was ask, and 20 devotees would have rushed down to the kitchen and cooked him whatever he wanted. Yet he declared that Krishna had given him Pishima's prasadam, and so he should eat it. That night, however, after eating a full lunch, Prabhupada became sick. For the next 2 days, he could not take anything except hot milk and medicine. Thank you. Hare Krishna.